Herbert, Sask, is hosting its 36th annual rodeo on August 4-6, put on by the Hebert Stampede Association Limited. The rodeo is the biggest draw to the town and, as the biggest paying rodeo in the Canadian Cowboy Association, it is sure to draw some amazing talent. This year's lineup will feature a well-stocked list of 270 entries, including cowboys from across Western Canada, Montana, and as far away as Australia. We started in 1987 with no facilities and rented panels and put on a rodeo in Herbert, said Jim Clausen, president of the Herbert Stampede Association. The committee expanded to the present day where it's 25 members from at least a 100-mile radius in the whole surrounding area. We built it up to be the number one rodeo in the Canadian Cowboy Association, which entails about 40 rodeos this summer, he said. It is the biggest paying rodeo, so we get all the good cowboys. There's a buckle for the winner in each event, Clausen explained. And a High Point Memorial saddle goes to the most money made in two events. There will be a licensed beer garden for the duration of the event, and food is available. There's a permanent food vendor run by the local rink board. They have pretty good food there actually. It's barbecued hamburgers and pretty much rodeo food, said Clausen. A vintage car show will also be taking place, and local car enthusiasts and collectors will display their best pieces in town. On Saturday morning, the town puts on a parade at 10 a.m., and for the kids there will be a wild pony race which also takes place on Sunday. On Sunday we have what we call the wild cow race. We have 6 teams turn their cows out all at once, and these 3-man teams will have to get her mugged, get a bull rope on her, and ride her for 3 jumps. It gets pretty western, said Clausen. There will be live country music on Friday and Saturday night, performed by Lisa Moen. The performance will take place at the local saloon, and Friday's event is free, but on Saturday night there will be a $20 charge. The music will be country, and Clausen has confirmed that he will not allow hip-hop or other genres. Not as long as I'm president, he confirmed. Anyone looking to participate as a contestant in the rodeo will have to aim for next year's event, as the deadline for entry has passed. The entries are all done, and the draw is made up, said Clausen. To enter, contestants must be either a registered member of the Canadian Cowboy Association or be a local entry with a card. The Canadian Cowboy Association can be reached at 306-721-2700. If you are looking to attend the rodeo, the entry cost is $15 at the gate. Families will receive a discounted family rate, and for those looking to stay over the weekend, there is also a discounted weekend rate. Parking is available on site, and this includes non-serviced campsites for those wishing to bring an RV or camping trailer. Clausen has confirmed that there will be no extra charge for using the campsite but wishes to reiterate that the site is not serviced. The rodeo grounds are located 25 miles, 40 kilometers, east of Swift Current along the Trans-Canada Highway and in the town of Morse, Sask. You can follow the signage once in the area as this will be clearly marked. The Herbert Stampede Association Limited can be reached at 431-345-0323.